RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Syrian rebels claim on social media that they have entered the capital, Damascus, and that President Assad has left the country. There's no official word from the Syrian government except this. Syria's Prime Minister Mohammed Ghazi al-Jalali on TV, saying he is preparing to cooperate with any incoming government for a smooth transition. Announcing another $1 billion in U.S. military weapons for Ukraine, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, at a security conference at Southern California's Reagan Presidential Library. NYPD detectives are in Atlanta because of a large number of tips, likely because the bus the suspected insurance executive killer took to New York originated there. There's also a security camera photo of the suspected shooter with his mask down. Former NYPD Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce.
That image, that picture of him. And that's going to be blasted all over the country, and the phone calls are going to be coming in.
This is ABC News. Gunnar Stockton, a little-known backup who had barely played for Georgia, came off the bench after an injury to Carson Beck and led the number 5 Bulldogs to a 22-19 overtime victory over number 2 Texas in the Southeastern Conference Championship tonight.
Beck under center. Hand it to ETN, straight ahead, touchdown, touchdown, Dogs are SEC champions, Dogs have won it.
Scott Howard on Learfield Bulldogs Sports Network, Georgia Bulldogs running back Trevor Etienne.
I wanted it bad, man. I never been part of something like this. I mean, this is why you come to Georgia.
The record auction price for entertainment memorabilia has been smashed at an event in Dallas. A pair of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland and the Wizard of Oz, stolen from a museum, recovered by the FBI, sold for $28 million. It breaks the record set by a white dress Marilyn Monroe once wore. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
So good. It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Live in the Lair. Live in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. Also sponsored by the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison. Green and Gold Game Days. Specials, great food, jello shots when the team scores, bucket specials, and so much more. Head in today, stop in to say hi to Lazy Oaf Lounge or online at LazyOafLounge.com.
Jimmy, it's time for Live in the Lair, and tonight, Lou Shields continues the tradition of American music, performing styles of days gone by using his 1931 National Resonator guitar, a banjo, harmonica, and front porch style foot percussion. Lou's voice is an extension of the past, sharing stories, thoughts, and experiences with audience, and he has toured throughout the United States, Europe, and tonight, Lou Shields is live right here in the Lair. Lou, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much. Good to be here.
It's great to see you, Lou.
All right.
Last time we saw you, or at least last time I saw you, was at Atwood Fest. I don't know when.
Right. Okay. Yeah, a little while back.
Yep. Played on the Heritage stage. That was a good time.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Atwood Fest. Is there a better outdoor music festival to play at?
It's a great festival. Yeah. Really
the food.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
So, Lou, let's learn a little about you and your backstory. Tell us about yourself and how you became involved in music.
Well, you know, it was a lot of atmospheric stuff as a younger person, you know. My father was a big Elvis fan, so, you know, he had a huge 45 collection. We had a nice old hi-fi, you know, that was in the house. And
oh, yeah.
So once I discovered that, I was spinning those all the time. There was also the 8-track player with, of course, a couple 8-track Elvis, some Johnny Cash, a little bit of that, you know, from the 70s stuff, you know, growing up in the 70s and
Johnny
80s.
And Elvis.
Oh, yeah, you know, and that was, you know, hours of air guitar as a little kid before I knew what that was even called, right?
8-tracks were so much fun,
right?
As a kid, you know, playing around with those. I haven't listened or touched an 8-track in years, though.
No, no.
So how did you get into guitar?
Well, you know,
music?
A lot of that kind of just started happening where, you know, there was this broken guitar around the house that I just used to pretend that it was mine.
What was broken on it?
I think, well, it had no one string on it, I think, you know. And, you know,
that's pretty broken.
Right. A couple of the tuners were busted off, you know, that kind of deal. And then, you know, then it suddenly disappears at some point. I don't know what happened to it. And then, and then I wanted one, you know, at that point because it's gone. And so then, you know, eventually I get this other kind of really bad one and made a lot of noise on it for some years, you know.
How old were you around this time?
I was probably in eighth grade or something like that, you know.
Okay.
I don't know, 13, 14 years old, whatever it was, right? And trying to figure stuff out.
did you play in bands at all?
Yeah. As a little kid, nothing much. And then when I got a little older, I started doing some of that, you know. All bad stuff, you know, of course. But we had fun, you know, making noise once again.
any music, like band class or anything like that in school?
You know, a little bit of music stuff, but I never kind of could keep up with other folks when they were doing all that kind of ensemble kind of business.
Yeah,
and
right.
So then, you know, it was more like just me in the room with the one string technique. I didn't even know chords, so I was figuring out the root note of each thing and just banging away at it.
Yeah. So you were making music with one string.
Oh, yeah,
I
was trying.
No need for chords with one string. Right. Oh, that is awesome. When did you become an American storyteller? What drew you to this style of music? And, you know, who are your musical inspirations?
Well, you know, as a lot of folks say, from that time period, I guess you hear some of the bigger bands and then you start to kind of figure out what their influences were and you start pulling it back. So really what it becomes is American roots music and music that was recorded in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and the 50s. A lot of different styles, a lot of different what you call genres now, right?
The family tree came from all of that.
All
right
of that
there.
Stuff, you know, and the things that you wonder about what was before that, before they were recording, you know. But some of that's a little mysterious. So
who are some of the artists that really touched you or really inspired you to do what you're doing?
Well, eventually, you know, I come on to Charlie Patton, right?
Sure.
And, you know, that was just blowing my mind, just listening to that person's voice and trying to understand what was going on there. And then the guitar just killed me right away. I had to, like, get more of that, you know?
Sure.
And then it kept going from there. So, you know, you kind of start digging into, you know, of course, a lot of people heard of Robert Johnson because he was probably one of the most famous Delta blues individuals, you know.
Didn't Zeppelin cover a few of his songs?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, listening to Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then you're like, well, what came before this? You know, even the Beatles, you know, and where was that? And then it goes back further. And then I just kept kind of searching for the earlier stuff, you know.
How did you start chasing that path?
Well, it's pre-internet, of course, right? So record stores, you know, the library, going checking out books and stuff. And
so research the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, go to thrift stores and searching for records and things. And, you know, I started hearing about the mythology stuff, of course, and that was kind of fun. But I really wanted to learn more of the history and, like, more about, you know, the truth behind all the stuff and all these sounds that people were making, what those songs meant. And, you know, so that was a lot of kind of research and then just deep listening, you know.
Wow. Well, let's get to some live music in the Lair with Lou Shields, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight is from your new album, Old Riverside, and it's called Rustic Road. Tell us about this song before you play.
Yeah, so Rustic Road was kind of a song that I wrote first time I was hanging out with this lady that eventually became my wife, and we were driving around the back roads in Wisconsin, and getting on those rustic roads, which are all over the place, you know, once you get outside of the big city. And, you know, it was something I was already doing all over the country. And it was a whole lot of fun. And a lot of the thing is going to see some of the earlier farms and homesteads that are still kind of preserved.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
And I was blown away, especially in the southwest part of the state, Wisconsin, where there's so many preserved farms in the Driftless mm-hmm. region. That just, I was like, oh my gosh, this is what I've been searching for all these years, you know,
wow.
traveling all over the place and, you know, dreaming about living in Montana, but then trying to figure out how I could make a living and do, you know, what I do and so forth. And, you know, staying in the Midwest was the better situation at the time. And, you know, this whole area
wow.
just blew my mind. You know,
I love here in Wisconsin, the rustic roads are actually numbered. You can go online or you can get the, book from the DOT describing why it's a rustic road.
Right, right.
It's really cool. There's a lot of cool history there.
Oh, so good. So good.
There's also a rustic road brewery
okay.
In Kenosha, Wisconsin. Mm.
Better check that out.
So, I bet yeah. they have good beer. I bet Lou Shields has good music. You're live in the Lair. It's presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Give us a call. Ask your questions if you like. 844-967-2789. Call or text from the Civic Media app. You're live in the Lair with Lou Shields.
Yes, we're running on and a winding road today. Well, and now I see. Rolling every river stream, bluffs overhead, well, heading out today, well, yes, we're heading on home, rolling on down, 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 yes, we're heading on home, heading on down at a wine road, feeling fantasy, running on down at a rust road, heading on home today, running on at a wine road, feeling fine today. And on back that rustic road, Driftless land, I said. And down that old oak tree in the river valley, well, through the hills, I said. Oh, stream a winding trail in a sea, well. Wonder back at me now, yes, we're heading on home. Rolling on down, not alone. Yes, we're heading on home. Heading on down at a wine road, feeling fantasy. Running on down at a rustic road, heading on home today. Running on down at a wine road, feeling fine today. Heading on back that rustic road, Driftless land, I said, well. Stretching on till spring. summertime again. Fall leaves are changing, we're living life ahead. We're in the driftless land, yes, we're heading on home. Rolling on down that long, yes, we're heading on home. Heading on down that wine road, feeling fantasy. Running on down the rusty road, heading on home today. Running on down the winding road, feeling fine today. Heading on back that rusty road, driftless land, I say.
I love it. I love it. Lou Shields live in Larry here on Max Inc. Radio across Civic Media. 844-967-2789. Call or text your questions for Lou right through the Civic Media app rocker. And Lou, let's talk about the equipment that you have. First of all, this guitar.
Sure.
This guitar sounds really good. And it's from 1931.
Yep.
Tell me about this guitar. You're not the original owner, are you?
No, sir.
Okay. Just making sure.
That'd be cool if I lived that.
You'd be like a ghost if you were, you know?
Yeah, really good. Yeah. But so this is an instrument that has been passed around a lot. And the first time I met this instrument, I was playing a bluegrass festival in Johnson City, Tennessee. And I was playing on the stage, and there's this fella out there. He was about 25 years older than me. And I was like looking in the mirror with this guy. It was weird, like he was a relative or something, you know. And it turned out later, people were like, "There's this kid on the stage, and he looks kind of like you, only young."
You wow.
know, kind of funny. I was a little younger at that time, you know.
Right.
And so we hit it off, and you know, we're hanging out, we're talking and stuff, and playing music. And he had a VW bus he was living out of at the time. You know, it was pretty cool. So he was all set up. This guy was great. And he pulls this guitar out. I'm like, "Oh my goodness, where'd you get that thing?" And he's like, "I traded two fiddles for it at a festival 25 years ago.
Wow,
and
really?
And what is it? Two broken fiddles for it.
It's a 1931
National guitar.
Wow.
And so the deal with this was he got it in a burlap sack, literally, with the neck sticking out the other way. It was busted off, you know.
Oh, wow.
There was all kinds of problems with it. And so he had two broken fiddles for a broken guitar, as the story goes. And he fixed it up as best he could, and he played it for 20 years or something like this. And the cool thing about this one is it's sold through the Sears catalog, so they only did 400 of them. Like
wow,
that.
And really?
So they didn't put their name on it, the company. They had a little bit of a different cover plate, but other than that, it's the same instrument as all the thousands of other ones they built, you know, over those years. So it's kind of neat, you know. It's 201 out of 400.
201. That's a great guitar.
So a 1931 National Resonator.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was friends with Coco Robichaud from New Orleans. Have you ever heard of that fellow? He was trying to get it from him. And he was like, "No way, you can't have it." That kind of story, you know. And so it's kind of fun. And
are you the person that repaired it then? Or did
some years ago, he decided it was ready to pass it on. So, you know, I bought it off him and we worked it out. And my buddy Garrett in Milwaukee goes by Old Country Strings, rebuilt the guitar and got it playing good.
Wow.
Because you know, it was kind of playable when I got it, but it needed a lot of more love and tender care.
It sounds great now.
You know, so
and then
now
you put that pickup in it?
Yeah. Recently did this one because with these guitars, it's hard to amplify them because they're meant to amplify themselves.
Yeah,
a resonator
right.
guitar. So so it's a metal body, and there's an aluminum cone inside like a speaker.
Hmm.
But it naturally, or it mechanically amplifies itself in a way rather than electrically like most electric guitars today, or a wooden acoustic guitar. You got that soundboard. You know, so this one does a little bit of a different thing.
You've been around everywhere, played a million shows. You ever see somebody else with one?
Oh, yeah. People are playing them.
Okay.
Still, thankfully. It's still
How many
do
you think out of 400
thing.
Are around?
Oh, I don't know. You know, there's only a few probably left of that, of this one.
Wow.
You know, the fellow that wrote Catfish Blues is a guy that had one. There's a photo of him with it. And Robert Pettway is his name.
Mm.
You know, he's a player from, I think he recorded that maybe in the late 30s, 40s, something like that. But, you know, it's not this one, I don't think. But you never know. There's a 1 in 400 chance.
Now, you're standing here on a platform, right? And it's a front porch foot percussion. It's really a unique. I've never seen anything like it. Describe to our listeners your foot percussion.
So that's my stomp boxer foot percussion, you know. It just gives a nice bass, and it's looks like a broken floorboard. I built that part, you know, the broken floorboard, because I got to have that kind of feeling.
There's no clutch, man.
You know, right? But the actual element inside is a company from Janesville called Porchboard Bass.
Mm-hmm.
A fella owns that company and makes them down there. and not too far away.
What was the name again?
Porchboard Bass is the company.
Porchboard Bass, okay.
Yeah, or Porchboard.
And in Janesville, huh?
Yeah, so I modified mine slightly so that I can stand while I'm playing. So I built this thing around it so that it comes up and it's nice and
it's even. Like you're just like tapping your foot on a piece of floor.
Right.
You're not playing a pedal or you're not kicking some kind of board. You're just tapping your foot.
Yeah. Because I tried all kinds of different percussion. I'm not a drummer, you know.
Yeah.
With respect to drummers out there, you know. I try to do the best I can. And this made the most sense to me, you know. So
Rocker, you are a drummer.
You are a drummer.
Could you play something like that?
Well, I could certainly play bass, I guess, like that. It's pretty fun. I thought it was a very unique, and it works very well.
Thanks. Yeah, you know? Not too bad. So, you know?
It's all about keeping time, I guess, right?
It's portable.
Yeah. What time is it?
And it makes him like 2 inches taller than he already is.
Right.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Lou Shields, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Back Country. And this is also from your new album, Old Riverside. Tell us about this song.
So Back Country is a tune I wrote some time ago when I was traveling all over the place, making laps around the United States and, you know, getting way out into places that have no cell phone service or electric wires.
Like Yellowstone in Montana?
Yeah, you get out that way because I used to get to Montana every year. You know, it's we made it out there a few times recently, which is great. This last summer I was out there. But there's just nothing like to driving so far away and then you have to walk. And then suddenly you're in this amazing surrounding of nature, you know. And that was what I'm always kind of trying to search for when I'm traveling and get a little glimpse of the old world, you know, and have a little bit of an escape and a renewal, I guess, when you come back to the to the stuff that you got to deal with.
Energizing.
Yeah, man. It's inspiring, you know.
You can't go wrong with the national parks, for sure.
Right.
Hey, you're live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio with Lou Shields, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
I'm gonna make it on through, yeah. I ain't know nothing you could do. Don't you know what you got to do? Get back on through, yeah. Back country,
Wow. That's Lou great. Shields right here in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. You know, we've heard a few songs from your new album, Old Riverside, which was released earlier this month, recorded in Chicago, mastered in Madison, and pressed in Detroit. This album has a journey. Tell us the story of your new album, Old Riverside.
So Old Riverside is a collection of a bunch of tunes that I've been writing for years, and it's brand new, and a couple that I've been kicking around, you know. And a lot of them kind of get to that idea, the old country that I like to write in my songs, and like what I was just talking about a little bit when I was getting into, you know, driving to Montana or getting out to somewhere out in Kansas and finding an old homestead, you know, that was vacant for the last 120 years or whatever, and yeah. Checking out the outbuildings and the fence that somebody put up by hand, you know, worked that land for all those years, and, you know, just to kind of get that vibe of that hard work and appreciation for what people always had done, you know, to get out there and survive. And some of these songs have a little bit of that kind of feeling to them, you know.
Who are some of the key people that helped you with the album?
So Alex Hall, who's an amazing drummer from Chicago, he owns a studio called Reliable Recorders.
Mm-hmm.
And really great. The great Joel Patterson records there all the time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He plays
sure.
with Joel, mm-hmm. you know, regularly on several of his, you know, different bands and things. And so that was a really cool experience getting into that studio because a lot of great music has been made there
mm-hmm.
In the recent past, you know, over the last 15, 20 years. So that was a lot of fun. All vintage equipment, you know, straight to tape and all that. So that was a cool deal. Finally getting a recording that I'm really proud of, you know. Happy that it came out the way it did.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations. Yeah. Any plans to maybe do some physical media, like maybe CDs, vinyl, or
yeah,
track, maybe?
Yeah, I do have vinyls out.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, they're in my merch box, that kind of thing, at my shows and on my website.
Put one in Jimmy K's mailbox here soon.
Yeah, so yep, so happy of that. And
how about A-Track?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Beta? Beta maybe. VHS?
Can you have those made?
Right. But it was mastered in Madison at Mr. Room. Mr. Room Mastering.
Nice.
So
who
Justin,
did that here?
Justin Perkins.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, really great guy that does a lot of big time stuff. And then, you know, little old folk albums too, you know, which was cool.
And that's available for download online as well.
Yep. It's on my website, lewshields.com. It's on Spotify and it's going on Bandcamp suit. I just got to get it up there.
Nice. Yep. Add it to your Spotify playlist for sure.
Yep.
And we go ahead. Let's get back to live music in the lair with Lou Shields. Presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Driving Home. And when I'm driving home from a gig, I need silence so I can relive the night before when I get home. Right? So what's this song about?
So driving home is all about that, kind of getting done with your gig, and you got a 3-4-5 hour drive, and you're trying to make it. You got a lot. Well, you know, you sit there and contemplate for a while, talk to yourself. Or, did I screw up? How much did I screw up? Should I have done that better? You know, but then you got to get the loud music going for a while to get yourself woke up after you're drinking that bad coffee, you know, because it's been sitting in there all night. And then maybe you turn the music off again and your mind is just going and you're trying to will yourself to get back. And, you know, this tune's a lot about that, trying to get back to my wife, my home, you
mm-hmm.
know. And that's a big motivator, too, of course. You know?
Kind of a transition.
Yeah.
It's like Saturday night after Radio Rocker.
Right.
On the way home.
Right. That's right.
It's great.
You know?
Hey, Lou Shields, live in the lair, 844-967-2789. Call or text your questions. Lou Shields, live in the lair.
And I make it on home real soon. listen to you. Sun rising up over me, bring on the brand new day. Make it on home to you.
Yes, love it. And we should mention that Lou busted out the banjo for that song in case
you
didn't notice there. Hey, you're live in the lair. We're going to take a quick break. More live music from Lou Shields next, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Smacks Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Santa gets the headlines, but those that know, know Mrs. Claus runs the North Pole.
The Aaron Weber Group at Compass. Smart, efficient, and they always deliver. Not waiting till the night before like some people.
I can't hear you, you know, dear.
So when it comes to buying or selling in Madison, move to Madison.com and the Aaron Weber Group are the smart choice.
I've been hinting at moving to a new home for years. I'm tired of the cold. Move to Madison.com makes the nice list.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Ring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit LazyElfLounge.com.
Hope your Saturday evening is going great. Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin. Rocker and Jimmy K here. Terry Barr is off. It's live in a layer presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Hey, coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, Shane Christopher Neal is in the house in his Southern Ontario house, bringing that local music scene to you. Indy 45 show. And then Rob Roberts in After Hours at 11 o'clock, Rocker.
Now, Lou, you have toured both the United States and Europe. Was your brand of American music storytelling received differently here than abroad? And if so, how?
Yeah, you know, when I first started going, this was going on 12 years ago, I think, maybe. Something like that. It was unbelievable that the people were coming to me in tears and things and saying stuff to me. Like, I never had anyone talk to me about that before, you know, because they're like, you're just doing this
abroad or here in the States?
In Europe.
Europe.
Yeah, like they knew the history way better than a lot of American, you know, people
really?
would be, you know, your general average person at the bar that's probably not there for music anyway. You know, these folks were there for the music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that here, too, when you do get a good listening room and people know what's going on, you know.
What's your favorite type of venue to play in?
You know, I do all kinds of stuff, but just as long as there's a receptive audience, I'm happy, you know. Mm-hmm. I've played on stages with, you know, many, many people.
Sure.
Out there,
like the big festival stages or the small club.
I've done little clubs. I've done barbecue joints out in the alley. You know, I've done anything. You know,
barbecue joints out in alleys.
All anything. You know, I've done so much stuff. You know, over
the
years.
That must be some good barbecue.
It must be,
and it's fun. You know, it's fun.
Yeah.
So, as long as it's a vibe, you know, going good.
Right.
Now, one of your songs, "Doggone Shame," it's featured during the credits of season 1, episode 2 of It's Florida Man, which streams on Max and HBO. First, how fun is it to hear on HBO your song? And second, how did you get your song on that show?
Such a wild experience. It's like all those things, you know. it's almost like embarrassing that it's on sometimes for me. I freak
really?
Out. Or I get excited. I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, everything's going to, no, nothing changed. That's fine. You know, it's like, okay. But it was cool that it's there. And, yeah. And I was a little afraid my friends in Florida might be like, hey, man, you know, but they love it. I got a lot of friends down in Florida, and they're definitely, some of them are the Florida man kind of thing, you know. And they're great, great folks, and we have so much fun. You know, it ended up being somebody in the audience of one of my shows knew somebody, and somebody, you know, it was like a really cool thing.
Really?
And they helped
That's how,
me
like,
out.
You hear it happens, right?
Somebody that really cared, you know. Yeah, they're like, I care about this guy's music, and wow. I'm going to try to help him out. And then they, you know, and down the line, and suddenly I get a call from some Hollywood person, and like, what? You know? And,
wow.
And there it goes. And then a few months later, there it was on the doggone show. You know, a couple of contracts and a couple of signatures between, but you know,
what's this show about?
It's all Florida stories. It's directed by Jeff Tomsic and written by him and some comedians that are all kind of bringing these comedic story interpretations of these wild Florida happenings that yeah, occurred. Well,
Florida is pretty crazy.
You know, we like, used to have a news segment on this show years ago, all revolving around things that came
mostly
out of Florida.
In Florida. Right.
Mostly in Florida, yeah.
So the episode my tune is on, the fellow loses his arm when he's swimming.
Oh, my God.
Because an alligator bit it off, you know?
Yeah. That happens to everybody in Florida. Don't worry about it.
So it's a pretty interesting show, yeah, especially that episode. But all the episodes are pretty wild.
Oh, I'm going to find funny. That tonight and watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think it just got renewed for a second season, which is cool, you know?
Lou, you're hitting the Midwest pretty good through December and January in Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota. You are right here in Madison, Wisconsin on February 6th at the Harmony Bar. What do you like playing around the Midwest? And do you like playing bars, theaters, coffee houses?
Like play I said, anywhere, I do a lot of stuff. Yeah, you know, I get into, I can fit, since I'm a solo guy that has a bigger sound than a typical solo individual, I can open up for, you know, a country band or a punk band or whatever, or I can do a little coffee house deal, play a brewery, play a listening room theater, whatever, you know, that kind of thing. And I just, like I said, I like it all as long as it's a receptive audience and, you know.
You're a promoter, booker guy's dream.
Well,
you know,
sometimes I fit in and they'll call me, you know, they'll be like, hey, we need you over
here
because so-and-so, you know, and that's great.
Yeah,
you set up quick.
Yeah, just get in and out.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Lou Shields, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Old Riverside. It's the title track from your new album. Tell us about this song and, you know, how it became the namesake for your album.
This one is a lot about getting to a special place to go maybe play music. And you know, that of course, there's a river there. And, you know, you got to spend some time over there, do a little fishing, or just kind of contemplate and listen to the earth sound of the river going by, which is, you know, maybe you just more so feel that, you know. And once again, it's like that renewal thing when you're stressed out with all the other stuff. And then you get a couple days maybe where you're in this kind of heaven on earth kind of deal where you're just like enjoying nature and sharing music and having a great night, you know, with some friends. And then you got to go, but you know you're coming back at some point, you know.
Yeah, the river don't care about politics, right?
No, you can just really let all that stuff go and totally renew, you know. So,
what was the name of the river that you were sitting next to when this song came to you?
This one was probably the Kickapoo River.
Kickapoo.
Over there.
I thought it was going to be over there in the drift list there somewhere.
Yep,
that's awesome.
Yep.
Lou Shields, this live in the lair. Once again, if you want to call or text your questions, you can do that right now. 844-967-2789. Call or text from the Civic Media app. It's Lou Shields, live in the lair.
Old riverboat and a rampart sand down around the maple tree. Well, my old riverside. Left that town on a full moon night. Roam through the woods feeling all right. My old riverside.
feel no pain. Washed away down river, I said, hey, by the old riverside. Roll on out on a full moon night, long leaf crown in the blue night sky, by the old riverside. All right. Woke that morning, I feel no pain. Washed away down river, I said, hey, by the old riverside. Made it to the old camp home today, while we're cooking that corn in a can, I said, yes, sir, by the old riverside. Music in the air, but I can't find life. Oh, yeah, we'll be feeling all right by the old riverside. Leaving in the morning, be back one day. Hold on to reminisce life, I say, yes, sir, by the old riverside.
Very nice. Lou Shields live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio.
Now, We're going to give him just a second here to switch off the banjo.
Switching out the banjo. Don't forget Indy 45 with Shane Christopher Neal coming up at the top of the hour after news. Original local music from the Southern Ontario scene. And Rob Roberts at 11 o'clock with After Hours. And, of course, if you just tune in, if you want to hear more of the show, maybe you missed the first part, it's going to replay on Sunday at 6 p.m. to midnight. And then, of course, get the podcast at maxincradio.com, Rocker.
Lou, you share a similarity with Jerry Garcia besides your love for music from days gone by, but you both are missing digits on your picking hand. Sounds like a story.
Oh, yeah. You know, I like to talk about how I was messing around with the Yakuzas and all that kind of stuff, but really I was working in a cabinet shop when I was like 18, started sweeping floors when I was 16, and I made it up to the old door framing room after I graduated high school. You know, I'm like, I'm here, this is what I'm gonna do, you know, and this is great. And then I had an accident with the table saw.
Uh-oh.
And started going to college after that, you know, and that really motivated me to go, well, this probably wasn't the greatest career choice, you know.
And obviously you were okay. What was your instructor or the shop teacher's reaction?
Oh yeah, They're freaking out, and I was at work, of course. So this wasn't even at school. This was at work, and
at work, okay.
It was right after the first break, and it was on a Thursday, right? And Dream On was on that 15-minute song or whatever, yeah. You know. So I was into that, running door on the big pieces of wood, cutting them down on a table saw, and then at some point I heard a real bronk kind of noise, and you know. Saw things that shouldn't have to see, and
that had to hurt.
I grabbed a flannel and put it over my hand, and then they noticed me wandering around in circles and directed me to the owner's dad's pickup truck, and we drove to the hospital. You know,
wow,
it was a little nuts, but you know, so there's several. All my fingers on that right hand have been cut or chopped off or kind of sewed back up, kind of thing. So,
but you can still pick up the guitar.
Oh yeah, they're working. You know, and I have this unique kind of pick and style on the banjo and the guitar, and it drives the traditional folks crazy because they don't understand why I'm doing what I'm doing until they see my hand, and they're like, oh, okay.
It's very like Tony Iommi.
Yeah, well, totally. You know, and Jerry Garcia, Tony Iommi, Django White, Brian Hart, and all these different people had injuries to their hands.
Oh, I did not know Django.
Yeah, it was his left hand, the fretting hand.
Really?
He had a real bad burn. Something about his wife was an artist and did stuff with acetate, and it burned up. And it damaged his pinky and his ring finger, so they were like receded.
Wow.
And so he used his index and his middle finger for all of that unbelievable,
wow,
gypsy jazz music. You know,
I love it.
Fretting hand.
Well, now tell us about Driftless Artifacts and this woman, Stacy Rue.
Yeah, my wife, the amazing Stacy Rue. Yeah, we have this business. She's the kind of the CEO of the brains, and I help out. But it's our thing, but it's her thing, really. And she helps me out with music and stuff, too. Mm-hmm. So it's a great kind of combo of things. And So she has a location in Viroqua, in the Viroqua Public Market.
Okay.
Viroqua, Wisconsin. She's also in Arbor House on Atwood in Madison.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's a conglomerate of other vintage sellers, but she's got stuff in there. And then also Atomic right in Madison, too.
Oh, okay.
So there's a couple different locations around.
Yeah. So what's there, like vintage clothing?
Yeah, vintage clothing. We specialize especially in like kind of the era that I play in music from. The really older work.
So they complement each other.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Denim, you know, short coats, calico dresses, things like that. But all different eras from the late 1800s all the way into the early 2000s, because that's like something that people are after. But
Atomic, that's on South Park Street.
Sure, sure.
That's been there for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, they kind of got this bigger space and all that kind of stuff now. And so.
Cool.
It's a really good booth. So if you see a booth with a whole lot of really old things in there, that's ours.
Now, what about the Airbnb?
So I initially saved a whole, you know, bunch of whatever dollars and cents and got a piece of land in Southwest Wisconsin and bought a half finished cabin, finished that off. And that's our kind of off grid spot. Then during COVID, just before we were starting this other project up on the hill, and we built a log cabin up there. And so that one's supposed to be like our place to retire to. But, you know, we're trying to figure out life and all that. And so now we are Airbnb in that place, too. And it's up on a bluff, and it's overlooking the Kickapoo. So it's like you're up on this kind of Wisconsin very high
I'll take the bluff. Link to that Airbnb.
It's pretty beautiful, you know.
Mrs. Yep, K, yep. Get Daddy ready. Let's go.
Big, lots of porches all around. You know, you can hang out, play your guitar or whatever. So,
wow. Yeah. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Lou Shields, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Cabin in the Woods. And it's also from your new album, Old Riverside. Finally, somebody wrote a song about Ed Gein.
Well, you know, she made me go up there one time. I was kind of scared to
is this a Slayer cover?
But this dude was something that led up to that property that we own that I was talking to you about. And I kept dreaming about a cabin in the woods, a little piece of land, someplace where I could go to have some kind of a life. But I didn't have a wife yet, and my life was kind of empty until that happened. And mm-hmm. once, you know, I met her and became a stepdad to her two children, you know, it was just quite an amazing experience. And this cabin came on the market right at the right moment when I had just enough cash to get it.
Yeah.
Before, you know, the property prices went crazy, so I could never afford anything out there now. But, you know, we were very lucky for that.
Nice.
And I like to tell people, you know, when I'm playing, be careful about the songs you write, because it might come true. You know?
Wow. That's awesome. Well, we got about 10 minutes here left in the lair. Lou Shields is here playing live music for us, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Where we'll build it there one day. No going back now, and be right down this way. Them dogs still a hollering, but I'll be living free. All of the Lord now, it ain't coming after me. Yes, yes, don't you know my pain won't off, I say. Well, now here they come again. I won't pay that man, and I'll be living free. Well, meet me in that Hollygone, build a cabin right there, I say. Say yes, yes, now here they come again.
I will pay that man, and I'll be living free. Well, meet me in that Halligan, build a cabin right there, I say. And I handed an old shotgun away, pointed right in my head, yes, sir. Oh, well, I'll pay him again, so one day I'll be living free.
Yes, Lou Shields live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, Tom is listening to WGBW up in Green Bay. He says he's enjoying the music from Lou Shields and the cool sounding guitar. Thanks awesome. For thanks for listening, Tom. Appreciate thanks, you. Tom. Lou, your music is going to be out or is out on Spotify. You're on Instagram, Facebook. What's your website so people can find your .com?
LouShields.com.
LouShields.com. Nice and easy. Yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time
thank
and
you.
Coming and playing for us tonight. We really appreciate it. And your next show is what? February 6th at the Harmony Bar here in Madison.
Yeah, next show in town.
Oh, that's a great venue.
Harmony Bar. Real nice folks. Real yeah. great place to come.
What's that burger they have there, Rocker? The almond burger?
The walnut burger.
Walnut burger.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
Good. All right. Ooh, the walnut burger. It's been there forever.
Lou, you got one more song for us. We got about 5 minutes here, a little less, actually, 4 minutes. What do you got here?
This is called All I Do, and this could be 2 minutes or it could be three. Right. Depends on what y'all want.
Let's get into it. Let's hear it. Lou Shields live in the lair. Don't forget, Indy 45 is coming up tonight at 10 o'clock here on Max Inc. Radio.
Get it right for you, well, loving on you, and that's right, new, and I'm loving on that, I say, I ain't nothing to, but you know, I'm sure loving on you, well, loving on you, and that's all I got, well, and that's all I need today, well. to get it around for you. Been walking on too, been walking on doggone, doggone day. I ain't nothing too, but you know I'm sure loving on you, loving on you, and that's all I got. Well, that's all I need today.
Very nice. Lou Shields live in the Lair. Lou, you're awesome, man. Thank you so much for taking the time with us and sharing your music. So we got the show at the Harmony on February 6th. Where else are you, playing?
I'm bouncing around in Rochester, Minnesota, and you know, all kinds of places. My next show got a little break over the holidays, but the 28th of December, I'm at Fitzgerald in Berwyn, Illinois.
Okay.
Real cool place. Quintessential.
Do you drive a bus or do you got a, what kind of, where do you drive
it
around?
I got a van. Got built it out, a little camper in there, you know.
Where did you come down to Madison from tonight?
Today was not too bad because I was in Madison most of the day.
So nice.
I played in up North Bar last night right in town.
That's a great place.
That was a lot of fun. A lot of folks came out and had a good time.
Nice. Lucky for us.
Really cool.
That's awesome. Well, Lou, safe travels to you. Don't be a stranger. Send us your music. We'll play it here on Max Inc. Radio. And once again, man, thank you so much.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
All right, Rocker, good fun show tonight. Want to thank our guest. We had James Ferret from Ethical Trade. We had Eric Reedash from Bagdad Scuba Review. We had Steve Deary from Steez. Of course, Lou Shields. We got Shane Christopher Neal coming up with Indie 45. Original local music from Ontario, Canada. It's our sister music scene, Rocker.
Yeah, man. And, you know, we should mention what's coming up next week.
Yes.
The Trembling Giant. We're going to have him in the studio. And then the week after that, let's see, pull up Max Inc. Radio.
MaxIncRadio.com.
MaxIncRadio.com. I can't remember it all, Jimmy.
Okay. Well, I tell you, just go to MaxIncRadio.com. The whole schedule is right there. We could do it right now, but, you know, we're distracted. We can't do it.
That's right.
All right. We're out of here. Thanks for listening. Have a great night. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
There. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.